Well, now I hope that beginning part didn't discourage anybody who's just kind of starting out. But what I felt I should do is just show you the notes that you can actually get. It's a pretty wonderful instrument, and to play it chromatically will really blow a lot of people's minds, and it'll really help you when you're playing bluegrass if you can find and hit a lot of those notes. So for people just starting out, I'm going to start, and I guess one of the real critical things that you'll need to do in order to play the style that I play will be to hit single notes. That's really, really important. There's a bunch of methods of doing it. I'm pretty much the lip purse method. What that means is that I just narrow my lips down to fit over one of the holes on the harmonica. I will use tongue blocking sometimes as well, but more for effect than anything else. Now, really, about the easiest way to learn how to play single notes is by, if you're a real novice, what you can do is you can tape off maybe every other hole on the harmonica with some scotch tape and try and play that way just to get used to what an actual one note sounds like so there's no strays around it. And as you get a little bit better and you know what that one note sounds like, you can slowly take the pieces of tape off until you can play one note really, really well. What you should be able to do is you should be able to pick up the harmonica and put it to your lips and just be able to play a single note instantly. Like not have to play a chord or a few notes first and then narrow down. You should just have that feel that will allow you to play a single note instantly. So you'll want to practice on that. That's a really important technique to first do. Just work on going up and down the harmonica like. And just work on playing single notes and simple melodies, and maybe play along with your favorite record kind of thing, and try and get single notes. The next thing that you're really going to want to learn how to do, and can be a stumbling block for a lot of beginner players, is learning how to bend a note. Now, it's a really hard thing to describe because everything goes on inside your mouth, so it's not like you can open that up and show somebody exactly what you're doing. So what I'll try and do is, I'll describe it to you the best way that I know how to do it. Take your C harmonica, and I want you to go on to the draw three. That's. What you do is while you're breathing in on that three, I'll think about this while I'm doing it. You breathe in. And you actually make the inside cavity of your mouth bigger while you're breathing in. You drop your jaw down, and your tongue really sits on the floor of your mouth, and it just kind of opens up and makes the cavity bigger. And at the same time, what you do is you tighten up your lips, and you increase the air pressure breathing in a little bit. So it's kind of like. Might even be easier to do this on the whole four. Why don't you try it on the draw four as well, either three or four. We'll do it on the four. It seems to come a little bit easier. Okay, so you're breathing in. And what you're doing is you're saying ooh. You're breathing in at first saying ah while you're breathing in, and then you go ah ooh. And when you make that ooh sound, your jaw automatically drops a little bit and your tongue falls to the floor of your mouth. So it's ah ooh. And so it's. You really need to work on this, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough at first, but you'll get it eventually. You will learn how to bend. That's a draw bend. The next thing that I should probably show you should be a blow bend. You can, as I explained earlier, you can always go back to that beginning piece on the CD. That explains all the notes that are available and the bends and all that. The next thing we'll go to is called a blow bend. I'll start with the blow 10. Well, I'll play it first. Now, what you do is you play the note, and what I do is my tongue goes into a U shape. So I'm playing the note. And it's like the opposite of the bent draw note. What's happening is my mouth is tightening up while I'm blowing on that note, and my tongue is shaped in a U. and I'm increasing the pressure. I'm kind of clamping my mouth down together and hitting, really increasing the pressure on that reed to drop the pitch. So it's kind of, here it is. Or on the nine. That's a really important technique. I use those a lot of the blow bends. Let's see, probably the next thing that we could look at would be the overblows. Now the overblows are really, I guess they've been around a long time, but they've been popularized pretty recently. A lot of players are using them now. I think the real master of this is Howard Levy. And I'll show you how to do an overblow, and I'll try and explain it the best way I know how. For some of you people to learn how to overblow, probably one of the easiest ways is to take an old C harmonica, one that you've got in your pile that maybe has a bad reed in it. And what I want you to do is to take the covers off it and push your reeds down so that the clearance on them is really, really close together. That will make it a lot easier to initially learn how to overblow. You won't have to have the clearance that close once you know how to do it, but that'll make them crack in a little bit easier. Now the way you do it, I'll play the blow six here, okay? What I'm doing is you use a lot of the same muscles as you do to do a blow bend, but what I'm doing is I'm actually playing that blow note, the blow six. And I'm tightening up my embouchure. It's really a tightening right at the front of your mouth. And you're playing it, and you're almost pushing that blow reed down a bit. If you focus on pushing that reed down till it just about starts to hiss, it'll make like a feedback noise. It's tough to do a bad one now. I'll see if I can kind of do it so you can hear it crack in. It just seems to almost get to a point where it makes no noise at all, and then it kind of hisses, and then it'll crack in. And that's an overblow, and that's really important. That might take a lot of work to try and get. I think it's like the same muscles that a trumpet player would use on his embouchure to build it up to get those. Okay, now another technique that I use is, or that's available to use, is called an overdraw. How it works is, I'll do an overdraw on the draw seven. It's like the opposite of an overblow. You're doing it breathing in, okay? What I'm doing is I'm breathing in on that note, and I'm tightening up, really, really tightening up and focusing that air pressure, and getting the note just to crack again and to pop up in pitch. Now again, you might really want to set your draw reed really, really close to the plate and experiment with them and really try and set them close to just to initially learn how to do this. Okay, well that pretty much describes what did we do? We did the single notes, we did the draw bends, we did the blow bends, we did overblows, and we did overdraws. Okay, probably a really good thing to look at next would be vibrato. There's a bunch of different ways of doing this. I really like the throat vibrato, the really, really deep kind of fast vibrato. That's like this. What that is that's my glottis. I guess it's the little valve that keeps food from going down your lungs when you eat. You can get that to slap and to control it. And what you should really look at is trying to really have a big open area for that to resonate in and have your glottis slap. That's one way, the glottis vibrato. I'll do it again. I sort of exaggerated that one so you could hear it click a little bit. Another way of doing that is basically you can do it just with your mouth or your tongue, okay? I'm breathing in, and I'm kind of just making my cheeks kind of go in and out while I breathe in, and that's creating that vibrato. It's not really as rich as the other vibrato. You should really work on the glottis thing. It'll happen if you practice it. Another vibrato you can do with your hands, really, opening and closing. That's another technique. Okay, that covers some of my vibrato. Another thing that I do in bluegrass that I think is different than a lot of styles of music is I attack the notes. I really concentrate on playing with edges. I think you always enunciate when you play, and what I do is I tend to enunciate in D's, like dat and T's, and really attack the notes so it's really got an edge, like this. Like, instead of being smooth, I try and really make one note to be crisp to the next note to make it really percussive and really edgy. So, that right there is dat, 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 breathing in. So that dat, you see, really creates that edge. If I did something like, ooh, listen. Or, that's dat, here's ooh. You can hear the difference in the attack. So a lot of my notes, the reason they sound crispy and really punch is because of the way I enunciate. So really work on that when you're playing too, to try and play edgy. Another thing you can do is you can try and play real smooth like a fiddle would and try and get a really nice kind of a round sound, okay? And that would be a... So I'm doing, those are mostly oohs. Oohs and wah, ooh, wah, wah. See, they don't have the hard edge that the other way of enunciating is. Okay, another really good technique to learn would be to learn to play rhythmically in patterns like a banjo roll. That's really opened up a lot of doors for me. You know, when I first started to listen to bluegrass music, I found that I couldn't play the melodies as strong as a lot of the other instruments, or at least not as easily initially. So what I tried to do is I tried to make my solos really driving and really rip and have a lot of edge to them. And the way I found that I could do that was by playing like a banjo roll, da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. And that seemed to really help in my playing and help me to really make it fit into that kind of music. So what you should do is you should try those patterns and just try moving them all over the harmonica. Just work on your own patterns. Listen to a banjo. Take one of your records, listen to a banjo or a mandolin, and just actually work on those patterns and try playing them. Even if you don't have all the right notes, try and make it rhythmically correct, and you'll find that a lot of it will fit in. Okay, another thing that's really important is chugging and wind chops. I find that I really enjoy playing rhythm in a bluegrass band. You can do everything, really, that a mandolin can. Now, when I do my rhythm playing, I don't always hit the exact same chords that maybe the mandolin does. But what I'll do is I'll take a note out of that chord and I'll try and combine it with some wind and maybe a vowel sound while I play, and I'll try and get a really nice chucking sound. Listening to Jesse McReynolds, he's amazing. He could cut bricks with his mandolin chop. I learned a lot from him, and I learned a lot from listening to Sam Bush, who played with the Newgrass Revival for years. He's really like a walking drum kit. Okay, now I'm going to try and play you some examples of some chugging patterns or wind chops. There's really a bunch of different kinds that I use. It's funny, I was in a recording session with Raymond McLean on his latest album, and I was playing something, and I guess in the control room they actually had to solo it because it sounded like there was a clogger dancing on the track, and it turned out it was the harp. And that's kind of a weird chop that I've been working on. What it is I'm going bucket, bucket. So I'm breathing in, and I'm breathing out. I'm going baka, baka, breathing out. Breathing in with the baka and then out with the blow, and then my tongue slaps against the harmonica. It's... That's one. Another chop that I use a lot of times in bluegrass is kind of a straight... I'm just going buck up, buck up, buck up, breathing in. It's buck up, breathing in, and then puh, breathing out. Another one that I'll do is it's worked out really neat for some neat runs, is I'll use a bit of an octave, which is something I haven't really described yet. It's like... using your tongue a whole lot and slapping it against, and just really remember to what you have to do is listen to what the mandolin does on the chops, because you're going to be kind of doing the same thing, and you can really help push the song or really make it fat and rhythmic by using those chops. Okay, now I'm going to quickly play you an octave. Okay, what it is it's just a tongue blocking technique, and I've got my tongue in the middle of the harmonica, and I'm playing notes on either side of it. It's a... So your tongue is in the middle, and your mouth is really big on the harp, and you're playing notes all around it. That's what I meant by an octave. Well, what I really should do is everybody wants to sound like a train, and for some of you beginner players, there's a lot of train songs in bluegrass, so I'll do a little bit of a train thing here for you, and just describe how I do it. What I'm doing is I'm playing a chord on the harmonica, and I'm bending three reeds at once on the draw. And I'm using my hands as well. I'm closing around the harmonica and then opening up. That's the train part. Now the actual train moving and rolling down the rails is a... I'm going tuck-a-ta, tuck-a-ta, tuck-a-ta. So I'm breathing in on the tuck-a-ta. Okay, and that'll kind of lead you through a train thing there. Okay, one of the other things to kind of think about is how to back up the vocals. I really like a punchy approach to it, and to really drive on the fast tunes. And you can either play smooth long runs, or you can play real syncopated like a banjo. Just kind of listen to those instruments and develop your own style. I guess we're into the section now where you must be getting sick of hearing my voice. So what we'll do is we'll play you some examples from some of my recordings. I'll talk a little bit at the beginning and describe how I'm playing them, and you can maybe play along with them. So be back in a bit.